This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you to all who are listening at this time. My name is Pastor Rivera and I'm always accompanied by my wife, Gisela Rivera, and my children. And today we have Karen with us tonight. And I thank the Lord. And we just received a lot of good messages and a lot of good testimonies. Tonight, I invite you to stay in tune with us because I'm going to speak about what happened in Puerto Rico, that we were there. And we were bringing a lot of good things, food, helping a lot of people. We were setting up lights, solar lights, and bringing food and clothes from here in the States and blessing many, many people. And giving and bringing the good word, the gospel of hallelujah, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I've seen a lot of things that were going on. I came back, I was kind of sad what was happening in the island, but yet I was very happy. There was a lot of people working together and helping each other out when they you least expect it. They were helping many people. I was able to go to my wife's family and help them out there as well. I was able to help my mother's church out and other churches that were in the vicinity. And we were able to help so many people. But there was one thing that stand out. I came across many believers that are now not serving the Lord. And that made me very sad because I was saying, what did God do to you so you can give him your back and say, God, I'm not going to serve you at this time? And I was very, very sad because if the Lord came right now and right then, this person will not be in heaven. He will stay. And I was very upset about what was going on. Yo estaba en Puerto Rico, llegué hace una semana. Estoy aquí con mi familia, mi esposa. Aleluya, mi alma te adora, Jesús. Y las experiencias que tuve en Puerto Rico fueron agradables, pero también desagradables. Vi muchas cosas que pues, me tocaron el corazón, pero también vi los mismos puertorriqueños trabajando juntos, mano a mano, y ayudándose. Y eso fue lo que a mí me gustó, pero también me encontré con gente que pues le decían, Señor, Dios mío, ¿por qué tú permitiste esto? Me encontré con gente que antes, aleluya, mi alma te adora, Jesús, que yo conocí y servían al Señor, pero ahora no están sirviendo al Señor. Y yo le pregunté, ¿por qué tú estás como te encuentras? Y ellos me decían que no quieren servirle al Señor. Y yo le dije, ¿por qué? ¿Qué te hizo a ti Dios para que tú le dé la espalda? Y si el Señor vendrá en ese momento, se quedan. Y aleluya, eso me dio mucha tristeza porque hay tanta gente en Puerto Rico que conocen del Señor, pero ahora no le están sirviendo al Señor. Y eso me dio tanta tristeza. Y yo dije, Dios mío, dale, aleluya, dale la oportunidad nuevamente para que ellos puedan entrar antes que tú vengas a buscar la iglesia o antes que la puerta se cierre. Y esa fue mi petición, mi oración, y eso se quedó en mi corazón. Hallelujah. And I was praying, hallelujah, when I was over there, all the people that, hallelujah, they once served the Lord and now they're not serving the Lord. And I came across many, many people, hallelujah, they used to preach the word of God, and now they don't want to serve God. They don't want to go to church, and they don't want to follow or carry their own cross. And that made me very sad. And I explained this to my wife, Gisela, when I returned home. And I was very sad, and she would ask me, well, what's wrong with you? What happened over there? And I said, it's just I'm very sad because of what happened. But yet, I saw many of my countrymen working hand to hand with machetes in their hands, and they were breaking and cutting down tree branches, clearing the roads, getting water, helping the elderly. And this is the camaraderie that I saw also. And this is very good, and hallelujah, because we were working hand to hand. I was helping a lot of older elderly people who did not have food, who did not have water, who their shelter was destroyed, their homes were destroyed. And this made me very sad. And a lot of people who were sick, a lot of people who needed insulin, who needed diabetic medication, and children who were sick and they had fevers, and children had earaches, and all the medication that I was able to bring forth to the island was not enough. And I cried, and the night before I left, I was really, really sad. I didn't want to leave, but I had to come home. I had to come to my wife and explain everything that was happening and the good things that were happening as well in the island. I was able to establish 2 points. One church was in my mother's side of the island where she lives, and the other was my father-in-law's church, has more children. And we were able to attend their needs. And before I left, I told them there's going to be some boxes that are going to be coming. And these boxes had clothes. These boxes had shoes and sneakers. And these clothes had, these boxes had blankets. These things are needed because they lost everything. When you lose your roof and the water comes in, you lose everything. And it hasn't stopped raining. So that means they kept losing everything else. And I was explaining this to my wife. I said, you know, this is so sad. Because in the military, I spent over 8 years in Central and South America helping other people in their own needs as a soldier. But it's the difference when you come to your own house where you're from and you're helping people, hallelujah, in Puerto Rico build themselves up once again, not just physically, but spiritually. And give them a sense of hope. And a few of the people who I came across, they were like, oh my God, thank you for stopping by, Pastor. No one has come to me. No one has brought anything. And we left them with some needy supplies. And they were living in total darkness. In other words, at 6 o'clock in the mountains, it's already dark. And there's no lights outside in the houses, only the batteries that you have and the lights that you have. And I came across a few people, and they were like, thank you for coming. And the depression that people are living in now, it's so intense. And no one, you know, you can't go outside and just say, well, I'm going, because it's dark, you know, and you're living in total darkness. This is how, you know, most of the island inside the mountains are. And it was really sad, you know. And you say, but what else can I do? What else can I do? Well, what we need to do now is pray for Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, all these other islands that were affected. The death count now is 1,000, close to 1,000 people. And it's really sad, you know. And what's happening, and I know there's a lot of people working out there trying to put up the light system, and we applaud them and we say thank you and God bless you, but it still isn't enough, because in the mountains it's been destroyed. You know, once there was a road and now there's no roads. The mountain took it down, the mudslides. So this is how, you know, the everyday event in the island. And I explained this to my wife. And now I think this Saturday, today, my father-in-law, who is the pastor as well, he went to a certain section in Vega Alta, Puerto Rico, and it's called Maricao. Well, they lost most of the road, and they have no lights. And they went up there to bring water, food supplies, and the stuff that I brought them. I left. They are trying to help as many people as they can. And this is just one pastor. Imagine if we could not reach them. they had to make ends meet, whatever they had. So what we brought them, and the gifts that we brought them, the offerings that we brought them were such needed, and they were able to buy gasoline. They were able to. There was a few supermarkets that were open, and they were able to buy whatever was left, limited. And they were able to get some supplies among the supplies that we had. So I invite the whole, all, you know, people who are listening in the Good News Station here in 89.9 FM to pray. Always remember to pray for your brothers and sisters in the island, not just Puerto Rico, but the Virgin Islands as well. It was destroyed as well. And all the smaller islands that are adjacent to Puerto Rico is really sad. So I invite you, amen. At this time, I'd like to invite my wife, Gisela. You have some comments.
Dios le bendiga en esta noche. Mi esposo le encanta hablar. Y en esta noche, pues, él está hablando acerca de las experiencias que vive allá en Puerto Rico. ¿Verdad? La semana pasada, como ustedes bien saben, lo tuvimos vía telefónica y estuvo expresando un poco de lo que está, la situación un poco complicada que está viviendo la isla y la forma en que están transicionando para poder ponerse al día o por lo menos acercarse un poco de la vida cotidiana normal que tenían. Gloria al Señor. Y damos gracias al Señor por la oportunidad y el privilegio que le dio a mi esposo de llegar hasta la isla y bendecir a muchas familias. Agradecemos a todas las personas que tuvieron a bien en cooperar, en bendecir este ministerio para que así pudieran llegar a Puerto Rico con supplies. Damos gracias al Señor por eso. Gracias por la oportunidad que el Señor nos concedió. Le damos gracias al Señor por las personas que estuvieron dispuestas a recibir. Mm-hmm. Amén. Porque hay personas, ¿verdad?, que lamentablemente... Y por más pequeño que sea la ayuda, hay algunos que agradecen y otros que no. Y eso se da en todos los países del mundo. Pero en esta ocasión le damos gracias al Señor porque cada puerta que se tocó había necesidad. Y además de haber necesidad, las personas fueron agradecidas. Y pues damos por gracia lo que por gracia hemos recibido. Y no podemos dar solamente de lo que tenemos, sino de lo que todos ustedes cooperaron y ayudaron, poniendo un granito de arena para llevarle esta bendición al pueblo de nosotros de Vega Baja, donde están nuestros padres y mi suegro, específicamente, y la iglesia donde mi papá pastorea en Corea Vega Alta y donde pastorea la mamá de mi esposo en Almirante Norte. Dicho eso, pues, ¿verdad?, estamos agradecidos al Señor por ser instrumento y canal de bendición, pero también de parte de ellos también le enviamos saludos y decimos, como ellos nos dijeron a nosotros, gracias.
Eso es correcto. De parte de los pastores, from the pastors over in Puerto Rico, they wanted me to say this. They wanted to say, for me to announce this on the radio, and they said, tell all the other people who helped you come down to Puerto Rico with all the supplies. They wanted to say thank you for what, you know, you guys did, meeting all those people, Karen, Pastor Dave, his church. There are so many people, you know, in my home, people would bring stuff and just leave it there. And they would just say, no, this is for Puerto Rico.
Nuestro vecino.
Our neighbors, Billy, if you're listening. And he was a key point because he was the one who was using his business to ship everything through him. And it came out much cheaper. And I was so grateful and the pastors down there, they said, make sure you say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Every sister little thing. Barbara, yes, if sister, you want to listen.
Sister Barbara,
thank you for all your help.
Yeah.
She helped us to 100%. Classify yeah. Food. She she pick up food.
Yes.
And she come to the house.
She came under. It was raining.
Yeah.
And she said, "No, no, no! Come outside. This is for your trip." And there are so many people who said, "Here, this is my little grain of rice for your trip." And I am such in debt to the Lord first and to all the good people who said, "Here, this is for you to go and do what you got to do." And I was able to accomplish my goals because of so many people who helped us out. And I thanked them all. And I wanted to take this time and say thank you. From the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of the heart of the pastors that were there, for the children who are receiving the clothes, for the children who are receiving it and are benefiting with the food that we were able to ship over and have them with the food and something more than just MREs. They were eating rice and beans and stuff that they're used to. And this is what, you know, we were able to accomplish. And I thank all who are listening. And at this time, I don't want nobody to feel sad or start crying. But we need to get into the message now. And I invite you to, hallelujah, to open your Bibles to the book of Luke, hallelujah. And before we start our message, I'd like to say God bless you, Nunez, and hallelujah, my wife's cousins, her friends are watching, and all the good friends who are tuning in. Hallelujah.
Te bendiga Janet, te bendiga Nancy.
And Janet and all our friends. And
Eldri Nunez.
Yes, Nunez. And a good friend of mine. He was a mean when we were in Iraq. And this is good soldiers. And before we start, I'd like to pray. Hallelujah. So let me grab my wife's hand because this is a beautiful message and it's a very important message. Oh, Holy Father, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the blessings you have given. Hallelujah. Before we even begin, I got to give you all the glory, Lord. And I ask you that the message that you will put in my heart may touch all those who are listening, Lord, and who are watching us by the internet and Facebook, Lord, Facebook Live. I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you touch them and that we can win, hallelujah, souls for you, Lord, because I know that you are coming soon. Hallelujah. We need, hallelujah, to prepare everyone who is listening to your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Luke. Hallelujah. Luke 12. Hallelujah. God bless you all who are listening. Hallelujah. Luke 12, verse 37 to 40. And the word is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And it says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make," hallelujah, "make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this now, that if the good man of the house hath known what hour the thief will come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye," hallelujah, "but ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Gisela.
Amén. Dios te bendiga, Carlos Velázquez. La palabra del Señor lee en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. En Lucas capítulo 12, versos 37 al 40, y dice así: "Bienaventurado aquellos siervos a los cuales su Señor, cuando venga, halle velando. De cierto os digo que se ceñirá y hará que se sienten a la mesa y vendrá a servirles. Y aunque venga la segunda vigilia, y aunque venga la tercera vigilia, si los hallare así, bienaventurados son aquellos siervos. Pero sabed esto, que si supiere el padre de familia a qué hora el ladrón había de venir, velaría ciertamente y no dejaría minar su mesa. Vosotros pues también estad preparados, porque a la hora en que vendrá, en que no penséis, el Hijo del Hombre vendrá.
Oh, aleluya. Santo sea tu nombre. We have here a story and the Bible talks to us, hallelujah, that we have servants that knoweth that, hallelujah, the good man, the owner of the place is there, and they serve him, hallelujah, and they bring him food at the table just because they know that, hallelujah, the owner is at the house. Hallelujah.
Y hoy vamos a estar hablando bajo el tema.
We're going to, today, our theme, hallelujah, are you ready? Are you ready? ¿Está tú preparado para recibir el Señor? Te lo digo nuevamente, el tema de hoy es, are you ready? Today's subject and theme is, are you ready, Gisela?
¿Estás tú preparado? Buena pregunta.
It's a question and it's asking you, are you ready to receive the Lord? We find ourselves that we have servants that are serving, hallelujah, but just because the master is at the house, hallelujah, they know that, hallelujah, the master is there and watching. Imagine, hallelujah, if the master was not there, will the servants do the same thing? Hallelujah. ¿Estarán, hallelujah, los sirvientes haciendo lo mismo si el maestro no está? Hallelujah. Si no se encuentra, hallelujah. We find ourselves, hallelujah, in this world, hallelujah. When I was in the island and I found so many people who once served the Lord now are not serving the Lord, and they say Jesus is not coming, hallelujah, and they are not prepared, and they say, I am not going to serve the Lord. And I find myself, hallelujah, constantly, hallelujah, with so many people, hallelujah, they are saying, Jesus is not coming, he is late, hallelujah, and I, hallelujah, am not worried about his return. But the Lord says that I will return for a church that is ready. Now, are you a servant that is, hallelujah, doing what you're supposed to do because God is, what is, hallelujah, the master's there watching you? Or are you doing what you want to do because you love the Lord and you know you are serving the Lord? Even though, hallelujah, the master's not there, you are still doing, hallelujah, and following the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
That's a call today.
This is not a race. It is asking you, hallelujah, are you ready to receive the Lord? Are you ready? When the Lord comes down and he calls the church, will he find you doing what you're supposed to be doing?
¿Estás tú realmente preparado? Porque a veces asumimos, y con la vida cotidiana que llevamos y el desarrollo del día a día, nos olvidamos realmente de lo que es nuestra salvación y lo importante que es nuestra salvación. Y hay momentos en el día que tenemos que sentarnos y pensar, ¿realmente estamos preparados?
¿Estarás preparado?
¿Estamos realmente preparados para la venida del Señor? ¿Estoy yo preparada? Si el Señor me preguntara ahora mismo, ¿are you ready, Gisela?
Si el Señor te pregunta, si el Señor de momento, if the Lord, and he chooses tonight to come and the Father says, go and get the church. Go and get the church, and the Lord calls you. Are you ready to listen for the trumpet? Will you hear the calling of the Lord? And tonight, hallelujah, subject is so important because I saw so much destruction in the island, and I was only limited to just a few miles of where I was at. I wasn't able to travel inside more in the mountain, and you're going to see more destruction. Hallelujah. And tonight I ask you, are you ready? ¿Estará tú preparado?
En esta noche yo te pregunto, ¿no es lo mismo tú decir o aparentar que estás preparado que realmente estar preparado.
Aleluya.
Muchos avisos se dieron antes de que esta tormenta, este huracán pasara por allá. Uh-huh. Y muchos asumieron estar preparados.
Asumieron.
Muchos gritaron y dijeron, yo estoy preparado.
O decían, esto no pasa nada.
Y otros decían, aquí no va a pasar nada. Se va a ir por el norte, o se va a ir por el sur, yes. Se va a ir por donde quiera que se vaya, pero se va a ir. ¿Y qué hicieron?
Se durmieron.
No estaban preparados.
Aleluya.
Y la tormenta, el huracán, los sorprendió.
Y le dio tan duro. Yo me he quedado sorprendido. You know, Karen, in the island, a lot of people, you know, they got the news that this hurricane was going to hit, and it was going to be a direct hit. But many of them were saying, this is not going to happen here. Hallelujah, this is not going to happen. The winds is just going to be a little bit of wind. So they did not prepare themselves. And you have been a soldier, you have been in the Navy, and you understand what it is when a commanding officer or someone in charge said, I need you to prepare yourself because you are going to be doing this. And the order is given to you to prepare yourself, and you must prepare. Now imagine if you did not prepare yourself, and when the commanding officer or those who were in charge said, are you ready? And you said, I am not ready. What's going to happen to you? You will be reprimanded for what happened because you did not prepare yourself. This is what happened. People in the island were not prepared because they wanted not to be prepared. And how could I explain that to myself?
El que se preparó hizo provisión, y aún al sol de hoy, después de más de 35 días del huracán, todavía el Señor le ha proveído y se ha mantenido tranquilo. ¿Por qué? Porque estaba preparado. Pero el que no se preparó, ya los dos o tres días estaba gritando por auxilio.
Yes.
Y es lo mismo que va a pasar con la venida de Cristo.
Oh, hallelujah. This is the same thing that's going to happen. And the calling is that, hallelujah, the Bible saying in Luke, hallelujah, chapter, hallelujah, 12, verse 37 to 40, and it's saying, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Hallelujah. Verily, hallelujah, I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to eat, to meet, and will come forth and serve them. Now the Bible is telling us, blessed are those who have been preparing themselves. All this time, now you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you begin to prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Now, this is such sadness because there are so many people that we know that are in church tonight, hallelujah, and serve the Lord, hallelujah, but are not prepared because they don't have, hallelujah, a direct relationship with the Lord, and they think this is just a myth, or this is a social club, or this is just, oh, I'm going to be there so I don't drink, I don't smoke no more, and oh, I'm just going to find myself a husband or a boyfriend or a wife. Hallelujah, or just to be in, being cool, being in church, if how that many people want to say. But do you, and I ask you, the Bible says, are you prepared when the Lord will call?
Bienaventurado. ¿Sabe lo que significa bienaventurado?
Hallelujah.
Afortunado y feliz. Que goza de una felicidad plena concedida por Dios.
You know what blessed means? Blessed means that you are fortunate. Hallelujah. Fortunate in knowing that the Lord loves you. You are so blessed and fortunate in what God has given you.
Eres bienaventurado.
You are blessed.
La palabra del Señor dice que tú eres bienaventurado cuando tu Señor te encuentra haciendo así, velando en todo tiempo.
Yes.
Y de cierto te digo que te ceñirá. ¿Quién? ¿Tú mismo? No, el Señor.
La palabra.
Y hará que se siente a la mesa y vendrá a servirles.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. En esta noche, el Señor te pregunta, ¿estás ready para sentarte a la mesa?
Are you ready to sit at the table with the Lord?
¿Estás preparado para cuando tu Señor te llame, puedas subir al cielo?
Are you ready when the trumpet will sound? Hallelujah. Are you ready to have your ears listening and ready to hear the trumpet? And the Lord said, hallelujah. And he says, through the trumpet, come up.
O eres hallelujah. De los que dice, no, yo lo dejo mejor para mañana.
Or are you are those who say, I'm going to leave it for tomorrow.
O espera que la enfermedad avance, o sea, terminar, para entonces tomar una decisión.
Or you are those that say, I'll wait until I am sick or I'm in the bed and then I'll serve the Lord.
Porque déjame decirte, tú sabes de hoy.
But let me tell you, you know of today.
Pero no sabes de mañana.
But you don't know of tomorrow.
Te puedes acostar a dormir y quedarte dormido.
You can go to sleep tonight and fall asleep.
Y cuando vayas allá arriba y el Señor diga, ¿qué tú haces aquí?
And when the calling comes and you find yourself in the presence of the Lord.
¿Tú no estás ready?
And the Lord says, why are you doing up here? You're not ready.
¿Tú no perteneces aquí?
You don't belong in my kingdom.
Entonces vas a decir muchas excusas.
And then you are going to begin to have your excuses.
Y el Señor te va a decir, oh, lo siento mucho.
And the Lord's going to say to you, oh, I'm very, very sorry because I don't find
Porque
your name.
Porque muchas veces te pregunté, ¿estás listo?
Because many times I have asked you, are you ready?
Pero siempre lo pospusiste.
But you always are putting it to the side.
La pregunta sigue siendo la misma.
And the question is the same, I ask you, are you ready?
La pregunta es para hoy.
The question is for today.
Si te sorprendiera hoy.
If, hallelujah, you are in a surprise and you in the presence of the Lord.
¿Estás ready?
Are you ready?
¿Estás ready?
Are you ready? Dios te bendiga, Monín Padillo. Dios te bendiga, José, Joel Guerrero. Aleluya, Dios te bendiga. Are you ready? ¿Están listos? Para encontrarse con el Señor, are you ready to find yourself in the presence of, hallelujah, the Lord, hallelujah, when the God calls you up to his throne, what excuse are you going to give him if you can't say, well, I'm sorry, I was waiting to finish college, or I was waiting to get married, or I was waiting, hallelujah, I got a brand new job, I was making good money, I was living the good life. Why aren't you ready?
¿Sabe qué es lo más triste, pastor? Dime. Que lamentablemente hay muchas personas que piensan que esto es un juego. Que hay truco aquí.
Yeah. My wife is saying that it is sad that a lot of people think that serving the Lord is just a game.
It's que just no, a myth. No va a ser ninguna sorpresa.
There's not going to be no surprise.
Que todo el mundo va a saber cuándo será el momento.
And everybody is going to know when is the correct time when God's going to come.
Pero la palabra del Señor no dice
But
eso.
But the word of God says something else differently.
La palabra del Señor lo oh, explica hallelujah. De otra forma.
The Bible says something much different. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 40. Hallelujah. It says in verse 39, and this now, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. And then it says, be ye therefore ready also for the Son of Man. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus Christ cometh at an hour when ye think not. In other words, just like the thief that comes when you least expect it, when you think, hallelujah, everything is secure, when you think everything is all right and you go to sleep and you have that deep sleep and you go to sleep and you say, well, everything is okay and God, hallelujah, and the thief comes in and he steals everything. This is the same way Jesus will return when no one is expecting. He's not going to steal something that, hallelujah, that is already his. He's coming to get something that belongs to him, and that's the church. But being that you are not ready, you are not going to understand, you will not see the coming of the Lord.
Pero sabed esto, que si el padre de familia, a la hora que el ladrón había de venir, velaría ciertamente y no dejaría minar yeah. su casa.
So if I ask you today,
si tú sabes que el ladrón viene mm-hmm. para tu casa,
aleluya.
¿Dejas tu casa y te vas mm-hmm. o te preparas para evitar que el ladrón entre?
Yes. So if I ask you today, if tomorrow I tell you, the thief is going to come to your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to go in through the front door and or the rear door. He's going to open the window. He's going to slide in through the sliding door, and he's going to steal everything, and then he's going to go. You're going to prepare yourself. You're going to prepare yourself, and you're going to put a guard door there, or you're going to be ready there and to confront, hallelujah, the thief that is going to steal. But God is telling you at this time, you do not know when this is going to happen.
¿Sabes una particularidad del ladrón? Es que no avisa.
You know what?
Que es tan ligero, es tan astuto, y hay muchos adjetivos, ¿verdad?, que en el argot latino usamos. Atracador, asaltante, caco, ratero, mechero, ladronzuelo, como usted lo quiera llamar, pero sigue siendo ladrón. Entonces, yo me puse a buscar, porque, ¿verdad?, nosotros hablamos del ladrón y todo el mundo sabe que se lleva lo ajeno, pero me encantó el significado. Y dice que es una persona que se apropia la fuerza de lo que no le pertenece. Entonces, yo te quiero hablarle en esta noche de la propia experiencia de nosotros. Después que llevamos una bendición tan poderosa a mis padres, que mis padres pueden prender por primera vez su planta
eléctrica,
esa misma noche, con solamente 3 horas de uso, 3 horas y media de uso, a la 1:30 de la mañana aproximadamente,
Le robaron
la planta o el generador a mis padres.
Se la llevaron prendida.
¿Y usted me puede creer?
Nadie vio nada.
Que nadie vio nada.
Let me say what my wife is saying. You know what? One of the particular things of a thief, that he is very, very a sneaky person. He knows, and when you least expect it, he enters. And when you think everything is secure, he knows what you left open, and he gets inside. Now, in Puerto Rico, there was an electrical plant that a generator that we were able to fix, and I went over there to Puerto Rico with all the parts needed. It was a lot of work. We were looking for specifically. It was one of the carburetors for the generator, and we fixed it and everything, and they bring it down to his house, and it was running. I checked it and everything, and we put it outside, and we put chains around it so no one can take it. And then the day before I left, around 1 o'clock in the morning, the generator was on, and they just put it on for about 3 hours. The thief came and they stole the generator. All the hard work that we did, all the long hours preparing. And my father-in-law is a sick man. He has special needs. And I was so angry because they took the generator and it was still on. I mean, they stole the generator. And it was such frustrating that, you know, when everything was calm, cool, and collected, the thief came in and he stole what was not his. And all the work, it used to be ours, and I gave it to my father-in-law so he can use it just in case things happen. And this is what happened. And they stole it. They stole it, and it was still turned on. I mean, I don't know how they broke it, and they took it with them, but no one saw nothing because there was no light. There were no street poles up, no light, no one saw anything. And it was so sad because he cried. He didn't know what to tell me. And I told him, I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to find a way to get you another one. And I gave him my promise. So what I'm trying to say, the thief, when you work so much for something that's so, you know, the thief comes to steal, to rob away everything that you have worked for. And it was so sad to see this. And today's message is, are you ready to confront? Hallelujah. Are you ready when the Lord comes? Are you ready?
¿Sabes algo, pastor?
Dime.
Que Me gusta la comparativa que tiene la palabra, porque muchos dicen, pero ¿por qué lo comparan con un ladrón? Pero la realidad es que la palabra no le llama ladrón a Jesús, sino la acción.
La acción que va a tomar.
Dios lo que quiere expresar a través de su palabra es la acción. O sea, cuando el ladrón viene, nadie se da cuenta.
Nobody knows when the thief comes.
Se lleva lo que se va a llevar. Y luego es que se da cuenta que se lo llevaron. La palabra del Señor habla exactamente así. Así será la venida del Señor. Vendrá como ladrón en la noche.
Nadie sabe cuándo
vendrá. Pero usted sabe por qué. Usted sabe por qué. La palabra del Señor dice que Él es el príncipe de esta tierra. Y nosotros no pertenecemos a ella.
No.
Por lo tanto, si no pertenecemos a ella, ¿qué va a hacer el dueño y señor de nosotros? Aleluya. Santo. Nos va a llevar con él. Por lo tanto, él va a venir a sacarnos.
He's going to take us from this world and bring him to his kingdom. And you know, aleluya, many people say, why do you compare Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and his returning as a thief? And not that he's going to steal something, hallelujah, he's going to take something that's his already, because he paid for this on the cross. He paid for this with his own blood. His sacrifice, hallelujah, gave him the right, hallelujah, that we belong to him.
Dios tomará y arrebatará de esta tierra a los que seremos salvos. Salvos por su sangre y por su gracia. ¿Por qué? Porque al momento de él hacer el llamado, que es individual, que la salvación es individual, cuando él diga, sube acá.
Aleluya. Santo. Gloria
cuando
a
él
Dios.
Diga, sube acá. Are you ready?
Are you ready to confront yourself? Are you ready that when Jesus calls the church, are you ready, hallelujah, when God says, let me see if your name is in the book of life, and he asks Jesus Christ, he said, Jesus, is, hallelujah, this person's name found in your book? And Jesus is looking and looking and looking, and he gets to the last page, and he says, Father, I do not see his name in the book of life. What are you going to say when you're in front of the throne of God? This time we're going to listen to some music at this time. Hallelujah. And I want you to prepare yourself, because we're going to have a calling, and we're going to ask all those who are listening to call us at 772-221-1100, or you can text us, hallelujah, at 706-414-5827 at my cell phone, or you can text us, hallelujah, and you can say, Lord, hallelujah, you can say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be ready for when that time comes. Hallelujah. I don't want to be surprised when a thief surprises. Hallelujah. Santo.
Desciende, reposa sobre mí. Desciende, desciende sobre mí. Desciende.
Glory be God. Hallelujah.
That's a beautiful song from my good friend Puerto Rico. And he also says hello. But tonight, the question is, are you ready? If tonight the Lord decides to come and to lift the church from this earth, are you ready to encounter yourself with Jesus? Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to say, Lord, come quick. Take me from here. Or are you still in the daydream? Or are you still dreaming? Or you think this is a myth? Are you ready? Is your soul prepared for the coming of Christ? Are you ready to encounter yourself? The Bible says in Revelation 7, hallelujah, and it says in Revelation 22, verse 7, it says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Hallelujah. And I ask you tonight, ¿estará tú preparado? Are you ready? The Lord is going to come, and all those who are not ready are going to feel that effect when someone is, you have been robbed of. And you say, why did I have prepared myself? Like the people who were in the island who were devastated and did not prepare themselves, and they kept saying, this is not going to hit us. Decían, esto no viene nada. Esto no va a pasar nada. And when the hurricane hit them, they had nowhere else to go. They lost their roofs. They lost their everything that they have worked for. Many have lost their lives. And now they're desperate and living in a desperation.
Sabe, las personas que están preparadas para la venida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo son aquellas que son sinceras. Son aquellas que están dispuestas a decirle la verdad a aquel que realmente no está viviendo una vida correcta delante del Señor. Son aquellos que están dispuestos a testificarle al mundo que el Señor hizo el cambio en ellos y que vino a llenar todos los espacios que el mundo no pudo llenar. es aquella persona que confía en el Señor. Que a pesar de todo lo que está viendo alrededor del mundo, rumores de guerra, peste, hambre, fenómenos naturales, gloria al Señor, aleluya, confía en el Señor. Son aquellas personas que son generosas, que de lo poquito que tienen, así como hicimos nosotros, y ustedes nos bendicieron a nosotros, nosotros de lo poquito cortamos y picamos pan.
De nuestra propia casa, from our own home, you know that you can tell when a person is prepared. Why? There are many ways to find out. My wife was explaining this.
Y son personas diligentes.
Yes.
Diligent Así people. Como nosotros trabajamos minuciosamente para que cada uno al que pudiéramos alcanzar pudiera recibir lo que fuera un poquito.
Yes.
These un granito. Mm-hmm. Gloria al Señor, aleluya, de bendición. Sí, porque todo lo que se dio fue con bendición.
Yes.
Y el Señor lo multiplicó de tal manera. 5 maletas no eran suficientes. 20 cajas no eran suficientes. Pero Dios lo multiplicó de tal manera que alcanzó a mucha gente.
Aleluya. You know how you can tell a person who is prepared? Or you can tell when a soldier is prepared. And when you see him always sharp, his boots were, in my time, was always shiny. And he always had his hair cut. He knew what he was doing. He knew his general orders. He knew his weapon was always clean. And he was always prepared. And when you can tell a person, hallelujah, that is prepared in Christ, the person is kind. He's nice. Always has peace in his heart. Helps out. And you know the things that we bring over and people who have peace in their heart and are ready give what they have because they know God is going to bless them. They have that conversation with God and these people were ready and they said, it's okay because I know God exists. I know God is going to bless me. I don't do this because I want God to bless me. I do this because I know God loves me. And even before I knew of the Lord already loved me. He gave me the opportunity to love. Hallelujah. And you see men and women who are prepared. These people, hallelujah, go out and they give 120, 130% of their time. And they give more. And the groceries I had in my own home, I sent it out. And my wife said, what are we going to do now? And I said, don't worry about it. God is going to provide. And I got some funds that came in and we were able to get more groceries, and out of those groceries, I took a little bit out more, and I sent it also down to Puerto Rico. My wife said, but what are you doing? I said, there's going to be more. And God always multiplies when you give with your heart. Now, these are people who are prepared, soldiers in Christ. I ask you, are you a soldier?
He aquí, vengo pronto. Bienaventurado. Eres bienaventurado si guardas las palabras de este libro,
blessed
de esta profecía dentro de tu corazón.
The sayings of the prophecy of this book.
Eres bienaventurado.
You are blessed.
Pero realmente.
But really.
Eres de los que son bienaventurados que creen.
Are you are those who say that you are ready and believe it, or just because you're saying it, because others saying it. Hoy es la noche para que te reconcilie con el Señor. Do you know, Sister Karen, that I won souls for God while I was over there? And I was preaching at a church, and this young lady came up to me. She said, I want to accept Christ. I want to come back to the Lord. And I said, Lord, why? You know, I'm seeing all the beautiful things, but the need. There are so many people that are in need. And the message was simple. What do you say to your people? Who is Jesus Christ? And this is such beautiful. And I'm telling you, our Jesus Christ loves us, but yet he's going to come and take us away.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? ¿Estará tú preparado? Yo estoy preparado. And I tell my wife, I said, you know what? Gisela, don't love, don't cherish, and don't hold dear to your heart what you see physically, because that is all going to come down in the wink of an eye. People down there work 20, 30, 40 years, a whole life, and they lost it in one evening. Do you know what it is to work 40 years of your life and to lose your house? And many lost their lives in one evening.
Because you're not ready.
Because you were not ready.
Because you not listen the
word. Because you did not listen. You did not listen. You did not prepare the heat. You did not prepare yourself to the heat of the voice. Prepare yourself. Alarm, alarm, alarm. There's a storm coming towards you. And I tell all those today, all those who are listening, 89.9 FM, the good news station, are you ready? Are you listening to the call? Jesus is coming. Prepare yourself. El Señor viene pronto. Prepárense porque Él viene pronto. Prepare yourself to do the work of God for what He's asking you to do. Give yourself to the Lord. Repent of your sins. Come back if you have been backslidden and you have turned yourself away from God. This is the evening to say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned before you. Write my name.
Open your heart and receive the word of God in this night.
Hallelujah.
And this is the moment. Reflection about.
You need to reflect.
Are you ready?
You need to prepare yourself. There's a war that has begun. And they're in the skies. You don't see them. They're a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a physical war. And you need to prepare yourself, because we are not going to be here long enough. And God is coming.
Amen.
My question is to you. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Can we listen to that music again? Listen to this. The Lord is touching you. The altar call is open. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
El llamado está abierto, todo lo que quieren aceptar a Cristo como su Salvador. Solamente tiene que aceptar a Cristo y decir, Señor, perdóname.
The only thing you need to say is, Lord, forgive me.
I accept you as my personal Savior.
Desciende sobre mí.
Desciende. We have a minute. We have a minute to pray for you. We have a minute to say thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. So let us pray, hallelujah, while the music is on. Oh, Heavenly Father, all the people who are accepting Jesus Christ at this time, all the people who have been backslidden and coming back to you tonight, Christ, because, hallelujah, of hearing this message and then listening to the word, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you forgive them, that you wash their sins, hallelujah, in the blood of Christ, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. If there's anyone who is sick, Lord, hallelujah, the Bible says by your scar, hallelujah, on the cross of Calvary, they are healed. And all those, hallelujah, that you may write their names in the book of life. And it's hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. Do this now. All those who are in depression, hallelujah, all those who are and bound by chains might be free, Lord. And all those who are thinking that this is just a myth can wake up and smell the coffee for your
thank
coming.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed.
Thank you.
Pastor Edmond Luther, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. 4:14.